Moncrief on News Talk.
Andy Burnham, he has received some criticism for going on holidays 2 weeks after he took the big job UK PM. But Owen O'Malley, Associate Professor in Politics at DCU, argues politicians should be going on holiday. Owen O'Malley, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
So you're saying that all of our elected representatives, they need this 2 week blowout in Ibiza, Bali, West Cork, wherever they decide to head. It's absolutely necessary, is it?
I'd give them a month. I think you probably 2 weeks, maybe not enough. I mean, I don't know about kind of a local TD. Obviously, they need a break. Everybody, all humans need kind of breaks from their work. But I think the political leaders, the ones who are kind of making the big decisions and the ones who kind of might have visions for the country, they do need a long time where they're just away from the sort of constant need to make decisions and read the kind of newspapers or listen to what has been said about them on social media, where they can just kind of drift off and maybe start reading books instead, start thinking about the big kind of bigger issues that are facing society. And then they can come back in September completely refreshed with kind of new ideas and kind of a new will to get stuff done.
Now, I think anyone with sense would agree that, generally speaking, like, holidays net positive. Everyone benefits from a holiday. But why do some people think politicians are less deserving of holidays?
Well, I suppose a lot of people hate politicians. There's a kind of a sense that they're all corrupt or they're all lazy or they're just in it for themselves, which I think is probably unfair and untrue. But, I mean, I think with Andy Burnham, probably because, I mean, he was only in the job a wet week, or wasn't even wet, and he was going on holidays, and it kind of felt, you just got the job, where the hell are you going? And so there is this sense, and I think politicians are too afraid of just kind of taking the time off. I mean, if you look at what they're currently doing, half of them were up at the FLA. They don't seem to be willing to do what all politicians used to do, which was take the month of August off and just leave it off. And if an emergency happened, they'd get called back in. But there was a kind of an acceptance that August was off for politicians, and the kind of country went on fine without them.
Do you think being an elected official now is more demanding in this age of social media? Like, with Andy Burnham in this case, obviously, you just said it there, he'd just started that job. There was probably this kind of consensus that, you know, had he necessarily earned the holiday? Not really. Probably the timing, not exactly opportune. But it's difficult then as well, as you said, when we're kind of, we've more access to politicians and people than ever. We're seeing everything. So I can imagine from their perspective, there's probably a want to be, and obviously for lots of other reasons, I'm not naive, but there's a want to be seen to be busy as well and not relaxing and taking time off, I suppose.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the politicians on social media do tend to kind of say, oh, I'm doing this, we're not taking any time off. And so they do want to be seen to, I mean, it's as if they're embarrassed about having a break and having a rest. And it's obviously much more difficult to just have a break and have a rest, because anybody, if you're sitting on a beach in British Bay, somebody might spot you and take a picture of you. And so you're kind of always being looked at, whereas, in the past, that just didn't happen. But I would think that they should probably be a bit more assertive and just say, I deserve a month off. I deserve to get away from this kind of constantly having to deal with media inquiries and looking at urgent issues and start thinking about the actual important issues, the big issues.
Does it depend on the type of holiday as well, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, different politicians have always wanted to do different things. I suspect there is more, I mean, in the past, most politicians would have just automatically gone on holidays in Ireland because very few people went abroad or could afford to go abroad, even politicians. Whereas now it's obviously much easier and cheaper to go abroad. But I suspect politicians do feel the need to stay at home because they're, you know, that's who they represent. And so you can see the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, he'll be in his holiday home in West Cork. And that's, you know, what a lot of politicians do. They try to stay at home because if they were seen doing kind of something luxury, a luxury holiday, they might again be judged by it.
You've written about former Taoiseachs Charles Haughey and Gar Fitzgerald having, you know, they previously took full months off and they came back revitalised, full of new ideas. But as we're talking about this and this kind of pressure again to perform and the fear of being perceived as being switched off, I suppose, can these holidays even be beneficial if they're not fully switched off, I suppose, and they're still in potentially like dealing with constituents or whatever else?
I mean, I think it's better if they can sort of completely switch off. Like Charlie Haughey had the advantage of a private island, so nobody was bumping into anybody. And Garrett Fitzgerald used to rent a villa in the south of France and again would have a month where he'd kind of pick who he was going to see. But I mean, I suppose any break is going to be good for you. I think the big issue is that, so for instance, with Haughey and Fitzgerald, they both used to try and read books about kind of the bigger problems that were facing Ireland, because they were, you know, when they were in power in the 1980s, you know, there was just constant issues and constant problems facing them every day in the office. Whereas this gave them time to sort of think bigger picture and come back then revitalized.
Are there exceptions, do you think, as to when these people should be taking holidays or taking a break? Or perhaps if they're on holiday and they realise, I should probably go back, something is up, I'm probably needed in a more physical sense than something that I can sort over the phone?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a lot of the time, these things are problems that can be sorted out over the phone. But there are times where politicians just have to be seen to have arrived. And so there are, you know, you see in the kind of fires across Europe at the moment, the political leaders in Spain and France wouldn't have gone on holidays. They all had to be back and be there to deal with those problems on the ground, even if they're not actually adding a great deal. And we had cases in Ireland in 1979. Jack Lynch was, they found it very hard to get hold of him. And then he refused to go home after the murder of Earl Mountbatten in Sligo. And there were kind of criticisms of him for that. But then some politicians probably will just drop sticks too quickly and too easily. Again, in the UK, Margaret Thatcher hated holidays because she loved work and she was a workaholic, and so she'd find any old excuse to cut off her holiday. She'd kind of be back in the office, and sometimes I think a politician might go back a bit too easily and too quickly, and there might be a sense that they're kind of panickers. But then there are sometimes an issue, a riot or whatever, a natural disaster, something happens and they really do need to return from holidays.
You touched on it there in a way, but what do you think the ramifications can be of taking no time off, I suppose, politically and personally for politicians?
Well, I think it's just exhaustion is going to be the main problem. But it's also going to be that thing that I was saying, that you're not kind of thinking about bigger picture things. Your civil servants are going to load you with paper if you're a minister or a Taoiseach. They'll fill your days having you read things that are kind of maybe urgent but not that important. Whereas that time off does give you the space to think about the important rather than the urgent. If we all know that we kind of come back a bit more refreshed and kind of eager to get things done. And if we do want our politicians to get things done, we probably should afford them that time and space to rest and recuperate.
I'm getting a lot of pushback on the texts with people suggesting, needless to say, shocker, who's shocked? You know, obviously when we're comparing this to other jobs as well. And, you know, we're talking about, like, I was laughing about it there, and we were talking about former Taoiseach Charles Haughey. He had his own island, you know what I mean? And there are people in, I would say, equally, almost as equally demanding jobs who kind of don't have that, and well, don't have a private island, first of all, but simply cannot afford maybe to take the time off. They're off for a long time, like, especially by comparison to a lot of other jobs.
Yeah, although being a university lecturer, there's few easier jobs than that. Politicians get a decent break, all right, but they are always working. I mean, you can be guaranteed that every minister is going to have a phone call once a day from work, so they're not going to be actually taking a full their full time off. And a month is a nice long space for that. And there are people who work much harder, physically hard jobs where they probably also need a rest, but I wouldn't deny them a rest. But I don't think that politicians actually get the sort of time off now that they used to. And I mean, that's partly their own fault because they insist on being seen all the time. But I think if I were a Taoiseach, I'd be probably just downing tools for the whole month if I could.
Do you think there are other reasons, bar the visibility aspect of it all, as to are they just busier? Is there just more going on? Is there more to deal with than previous histories? What do you think?
Yeah, there probably is a bit more going on, but a lot of it is just made up stuff that's going on. I mean, I don't think they need to respond to every little crisis that kind of comes up. And so maybe some of that is about judgment and making a decision, you know, this is... I could make this into a crisis, or we could ignore it, and the media will have moved on in a day or two, and the public will have moved on in a day or two. So there probably is a lot more going on, and 24-hour news cycles and social media contribute to that. But then it's up to the politicians themselves just to kind of say, I'm thinking about bigger things here. Every minor crisis isn't an actual crisis.
So any of the politicians listening, like, what is your advice to them to say, get off the phone, get off the computer, log off?
I'd just log off and go away. And I mean, ideally, you have your own private island with no Wi-Fi, but you probably do. I mean, even just to spend time with your kids, I'm the son of a politician, and, you know, they never really kind of completely switched off, and politicians probably don't spend enough time with their friends, their family, and possibly spend too much time on their phone. So I would certainly log out of Twitter or whatever else, and maybe just kind of relax, have a drink, and enjoy some time with your family.
There you go. Wise words for our elected officials there, Fiona O'Malley, Associate Professor in Politics at DCU. Thank you so much. Put the feed up there. The texters will love that, needless to say. Come off it. They are paid very well. They get a huge break from the Dáil being in session in summer. And again, at other times, they are meant to be running a country. Get off the stage, lads. I'm loving this. Get off the stage. Politicians have these jobs for a short stint of time in the big scheme of things, and it's well paid. They need to be available all year round. I don't think we expect anyone to be available all year round, though, if we're being completely realistic, although I don't dispute very well paid job, absolutely. I assume when politicians do go on holidays, they don't ever really sign or switch off. I assume they're always on call. Unpopular opinion, but it must be hard on their families. Yeah, and I think that was what Owen was trying to say towards the end. If you're not seeing your friends, if you're not seeing your family, again, in any kind of job, I do think anyone would struggle with that. I agree we can't encourage people to have better work-life balance and then not be seen to switch off, but it's probably just for show. Interesting thought there. I don't mind TDs taking holidays, but surely they have weeks and weeks off compared to the usual 25 to 30 days most people have. It should be shortened and ministers should be under tighter regulation. We do have one slight sympathiser here as well. Imagine a normal office job, but 100 times more pressure. I'm not a politician and I don't know anyone in it, but we know it is tough. So there you go. If you see them in Ibiza, leave them alone, okay?
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.